Hi, my name is Adrian Westney Jr. I'm glad that you joined us here again today on the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. It's my privilege to welcome you to our program today. Today, Pastor Wintley Phipps is going to be delivering the message on Zacchaeus. We're going to divide this message into two parts. As we've done so many times before, we try to do this not only because of the limited time here that we have on radio, but also the message is so interesting and so important that we don't want you to miss any part of it. So we're going to divide it into two parts. Zacchaeus Part 1 today. As usual, before we begin the message, we have a period of music for you, and we have chosen some music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. Here's music by Wintley Phipps.
Wind, they fade away. Morning brings the dawn. Soon the night will come and shade the new day. But I dream of things eternal. I keep this hope burning in my soul, that somewhere the night is shining, somewhere a world out there is waiting for me. So teach the children well. Tell them God has got a home in the sky. Help them find their way to a place where dreams never die. Soon this darkness will be over. I know we'll see a bright and better day. And oh, somewhere the night is shining, somewhere waiting for me. And I believe we'll get there someday, and love will light the way and lead us home. Somewhere the night is shining, somewhere the world out there is waiting for me. And I believe we'll get there someday, and love will light the way and lead us home. Love will light the way, love will light the way and lead us home.
In Gilead, to
in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a bond in Gilead. The wounded whole. There is a bond in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There's a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. If you can preach like Peter, if you can pray like Paul, then you can tell the whole world He died to save us all. There is a bond in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a bond in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a balm to heal the sin-sick soul.
That's music by Wintley Phipps here on the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. You just heard Balm in Gilead, and that's from the CD release entitled Favorite Spirituals by Wintley Phipps. Before that, we had time to play another song, so we played for you a song entitled Somewhere. That is from the CD release by Wintley Phipps entitled The Power of a Dream. We're going to get to our message now, the message entitled Zacchaeus. And this is part one of the message. It'll be message number 251 in our series. And remember, this is a two-part series. At the end of the message, I'm going to give you some information that will allow you to obtain an audio copy of the message if you so desire. So stay tuned for that. Just now, though, here's Pastor Phipps.
The book of Luke, chapter 19. And I want to read in your hearing, beginning with verse 1. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was what?
Rich.
And he sought to see Jesus. And look at this, who he was. And could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word today. Come with me to the bustling town of Jericho, the city of palms, the city of palm trees. There lived there a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a short man with tall ambitions. As a young boy, born to a poor Jewish home, Zacchaeus decided that when he grew up, he would be rich one day. He vowed that whatever it took to become wealthy, so he would never have to struggle the way he saw his parents struggle, he would do it. Though a Jew by birth, Zacchaeus grew up to be a publican by profession. Publicans were a special class of citizens appointed by the Roman conquerors to keep watch over the Jewish people. And so to the Jews, Zacchaeus was a spy, a mole, a snitch, a traitor. To his kinsmen, he was a disgrace. To his faith, a disgrace to his nation and his God. And everyone knew that Zacchaeus was an informant, an opportunist, a cold-hearted opportunist, one who would sell his own soul for personal advantage. And with the passing of the years, Zacchaeus used deeds of duplicity and deceit to gain the confidence of the Roman power. In time, the Romans rewarded him by making him chief tax collector and chief customs officer in Jericho. Zacchaeus was the local equivalent of the IRS. And as you can well imagine, no one liked Zacchaeus. With a wave of his hand, Zacchaeus could impound your property, confiscate your life savings, remand you to prison. And in Roman days, being a tax collector was like buying and owning a McDonald's franchise. In other words, you bought and paid for the right to collect taxes. The profits you made then depended on how greedy you were and how ruthless you were. The way it worked was you could charge as much as you wanted above the taxes for your own overhead and expenses. And Zacchaeus had a lot of expenses. A summer villa, a winter home, it all added up. The Romans trusted Zacchaeus. They made sure that Zacchaeus earned a good living. They loved Zacchaeus. Oh, but among his own people, Zacchaeus was hated, he was despised, he was a pariah, he was a loner, he was a misfit. He was so hated by the scribes and Pharisees that when he went to the temple to worship, he was treated not as a Jew, but as a heathen, which meant that he was not able to come where the other Jews came. He had to stand in the outer court of the temple. The name Zacchaeus became a synonym for corruption and injustice. Everyone knew that before you were awarded a contract in Jericho, you had to first go through Zacchaeus. Before you put up a building, you had to be ready to pay the appropriate kickbacks and bribes to Zacchaeus. If you had a business that was doing well, you had to prepare to share your profits with Zacchaeus. Overnight, the financial portfolio of Zacchaeus became the envy of the poor and the rich. Zacchaeus built a multi-million dollar empire on the backs of the oppressed. He collected taxes over and above those required by the Roman government and built his opulent lifestyle on extortion, threats, and bribery. In other words, Zacchaeus was living large in this small district called Jericho. But beneath the facade of wealth and luxury lived the heart of a hurting man, a man crying out for the favor of heaven, a man hungering for the joys of divine companionship. Under the veneer of affluence lived the heart of a man who was lonely. He was scorned by his friends, condemned by his enemies, rejected by his own race. Zacchaeus had achieved his ambition of being rich by any worldly standard. He was a success, but in his heart, Zacchaeus couldn't live with himself. He knew that his heart was not pure. He knew that his motives were not righteous, and he wasn't happy. Because, church, unless your motives are pure and your heart is made righteous by the grace of Jesus, you can never be happy. Like most of us, Zacchaeus thought the way to be happy was to amass more money. But he found out that money doesn't buy you peace. Zacchaeus would go home at night, no friend to call his own. He would lay on his plush couch in his posh mansion, staring at the expensive furnishings. Was this what he spent his whole life working for? Expensive silk from Greece, gold from Mesopotamia? Zacchaeus found out that possessions are not a prescription for peace. Possessions are not a prescription for peace. Some years ago, a young man came to my office and said, "Pastor, I graduated from college. I've got a big, fine house, BMW, made strides in my career, but I'm still not happy. Pastor, all my achievements have left me empty." He learned, brothers and sisters, that Rolexes and sports cars don't make you happy. I want you to know God measures success differently than the way men measure success. Men measure success by your means. God measures your success by your motives. Self-renouncing love is the yardstick by which God measures whether you are a success or not. And I've come here today to remind you, brothers and sisters, that success is more than worldly gain. You see, we are citizens of what one theologian called an upside-down kingdom. We are citizens of an upside-down kingdom where the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. A kingdom where he that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. We are citizens of an upside down kingdom where you must be born again to live forever, and where dying to Christ is eternal gain. We are citizens of an upside-down kingdom. Zacchaeus knew that the cancer of materialism was eating at his soul. Life for Zacchaeus was about giving, not giving. It was about getting. It was not about loss. It was about gain. It was about accumulating, not sharing. And so many people today who are chasing success are really just hungering for significance and peace. Oh, but one day, Zacchaeus found himself standing on the banks of the River Jordan, listening to the spirit-filled preaching of a prophet named John. "You publicans," said John. When you have the Spirit of God, you can speak with authority. "You publicans, take no more from the people than that which is appointed you." John's words cut through Zacchaeus like a knife. And John said, "There is one among you. He is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand." And as time passed, Zacchaeus began to hear more and more about this unusual rabbi by the name of Jesus. He had heard that this rabbi was different. He heard this was one rabbi who was gracious to sinners and friendly to publicans. This was one rabbi. As a matter of fact, he had heard that Jesus had made a publican one of his disciples. Matthew was a publican. He was a tax collector, just like Zacchaeus. And everywhere Zacchaeus went to collect taxes, everybody was talking about this man named Jesus. And so use your imagination and come with me for a moment. Zacchaeus is out collecting taxes. He's playing loose with the lives of other people, living up to his reputation of being hard and exacting, being ruthless and demanding. And he comes to a blind man's house. His name is Bartimaeus. "Bartimaeus, where's the money for your taxes?" I don't have it yet," says Bartimaeus. "I'm only a poor old blind man." "Bartimaeus, you got 30 days to come up with the money for your taxes." Zacchaeus goes on to the next house. Lady comes to the door. "Where's the money for your taxes?" The lady begins to explain, "Zacchaeus, my husband is a demon-possessed man. They tell me he lives like a maniac in the region of Gadara. Zacchaeus, my husband lives among the tombs in a cemetery. He runs around screaming and hollering. He's demon-possessed. Give me a little more time to get the money for my taxes. I'm tired of these excuses. You got 30 days," says Zacchaeus. He goes on to the next house. Are you with me today? He notices that a wreath of grief and sorrow is on the door. There's weeping and crying inside. A lady comes to the door. She is the widow of Nain. "Where are your taxes, Zacchaeus?" Zacchaeus says, "Where are they?" The woman says, "Zacchaeus, my son has died. I just spent all my money on his burial expenses." Zacchaeus looks in the house and sees the body of a young man about to be buried. "Please, Zacchaeus," she says, "give me a little time." "You got 30 days," says Zacchaeus. "I'll be back in 30 days. Well, a month goes by. Zacchaeus is back to collect his taxes. He goes to the first house, knocks on the door. It opens, and Zacchaeus stands there in disbelief. He can't believe his eyes. Bartimaeus answers the door, and he can see. "Wait a minute," says Zacchaeus. "The last time I saw you, you were blind." "Oh, you'll never believe what happened to me," said Bartimaeus. "I was by the side of the road right here in Jericho, and I heard that Jesus was passing by. I began to cry out, 'Jesus, have mercy on me.' They told me, 'Keep quiet.' But I shouted even more, 'Zacchaeus, Jesus touched my life. Now I can see. Look, I sold my cane and my seeing eye dog, and here's the money I owe you for the taxes.'" He goes on, Zacchaeus is walking away in disbelief, wondering to himself, "Who is this Jesus?" He goes to the second house, knocks on the door, a clean cut,
well-dressed man answers the door. My name is Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Who are you? I'm the man of the house. Well, how come I've never seen you, said Zacchaeus? Well, sir, it's sort of embarrassing. A few years ago, I lost my mind. In fact, I was possessed by demons. I was living in a cemetery when a man named Jesus touched my life and he chased the demons away. And from the moment I laid eyes on him, I've been clothed and in my right mind. Sir, I met him a few weeks ago, and ever since he cleaned me up, things have been looking up. I got a good job now. Oh, and by the way, here's the money. I owe you for the taxes. Zacchaeus walks away, sees me, and says, what kind of man is this? Makes blind men see, cast out demons.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today's message. Unfortunately, because of the constraints of radio, we can only broadcast the first part of this message today. But we have planned and will broadcast the conclusion of this message, called Zacchaeus, in another broadcast. Depending on where you're listening to this program, on what station, you will most likely hear the conclusion of this message in the next broadcast. We try to do that so that the continuity is maintained and so that there isn't a big gap, of course, between you hearing part one of a message and part two. And sometimes we have part three also, depending on how long the messages are from Pastor Phipps. If you would like to obtain a copy, though, of today's message, an audio copy, please call the Seabrook Church at 301-577-6342. The phone number again for the Seabrook Church is 301-577-6342. When you call that number, you will be asked for a program number, and the program number today is program number 251. That's program number 251, and that will provide you with Zacchaeus Part 1. Here at The More Abundant Life, we're always appreciative to our listeners for their kind comments, those of you who have taken time to write to us, to call us, and to encourage us. We are most appreciative of those comments. We also appreciate what you do for us financially, and we continue to ask and to request that you keep us in your prayers as we try to spread the message through this program, The More Abundant Life. Well, until next time, I want to wish you God's richest blessings. Please, though, remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life.
Give what's in your